GPT Live 1 for Language Learning, Why We're Building Glotty Around It, by Colin Gillingham, founder of Glotty. Read by an AI-generated voice using OpenAI's GPT Live 1. A language learner needs room to think. That sounds obvious until a voice assistant treats every pause as the end of an answer. You search for a word, the assistant starts talking, and the moment to finish your own sentence disappears. That is why OpenAI's GPT Live 1 matters to me. A tutor's timing is part of the lesson. The ability to listen, leave space, and respond naturally can change whether a learner keeps speaking. We're building Glotty's next voice experience around GPT Live 1 because I believe it is a turning point for conversational language learning. The opportunity is to make useful speaking practice easier to fit into ordinary life, with the learning structure that helps one conversation build on the last. What is GPT Live 1? GPT Live 1 is OpenAI's full duplex voice model. It can listen and speak at the same time rather than requiring every exchange to follow a rigid sequence of completed turns. It can also delegate reasoning and tool use to a separate backend agent. OpenAI introduced GPT Live and ChatGPT in July 2026 and released GPT Live 1 in the API on September 10th. The API release gives developers control over the voice experience and the systems behind it. For language learning, the useful question is what this makes possible during a difficult sentence. Can a learner hesitate without losing the floor? Ask for help halfway through an explanation? Correct themselves and continue? Those small moments are central to the experience we want to build. Why conversational timing matters? Imagine practicing an introduction in a new language. You know what you want to say, but retrieving the words takes effort. A productive tutor leaves enough space for that effort, then offers help when it is useful. Full duplex voice gives developers a better foundation for that exchange. It does not decide what the learner should practice, prove that an answer is correct, or create an effective course by itself. Those remain teaching and product design problems. My excitement is about the combination, a more natural conversation, shaped by a learner's goals and connected to a path through the language. The model makes a different interaction possible. Glotty has to make that interaction worth returning to. Does speaking practice help you learn a language faster? Research supports benefits from interaction, corrective feedback, and repeated practice. It does not give us a universal multiplier for how quickly every learner will become fluent. Conversation and feedback. In a semester-long study of 167 university students in Japan, peer interaction improved fluency relative to a control condition. Groups that combined interaction with corrective feedback improved both accuracy and fluency. The study supports giving learners opportunities to speak and useful feedback on what they say. Corrections that last. A meta-analysis of 15 classroom studies covering 827 learners found lasting benefits from oral corrective feedback. The practical point is to help a learner notice a gap and use the language again, not simply to keep a conversation going. Practice spread over time. A meta-analysis covering 48 experiments and 3,411 participants found benefits from spaced language practice compared with massing practice together. It supports returning to material over time without prescribing a magic number of minutes per day. These studies examined other learning settings, not Glotty or GPT Live 1. They inform our design. They do not establish an app-specific learning speed claim. What about immersion? Immersion can create more opportunities to use a language, but the setting and the activity matter. In a small study of 28 French learners, students in an intensive domestic immersion program made gains on several fluency measures. Studying abroad did not outperform that program. Travel alone was not a guarantee of the strongest result. For someone preparing to move abroad, the practical goal is to make language use part of daily life. Understand an exchange, attempt a reply, ask for clarification, and return to useful expressions. An app can offer opportunities for that practice. It cannot reproduce every social, cultural, and instructional part of immersion. Start with the conversations your move will require in our Moving Abroad guide, or build a smaller routine around travel. What Glotty adds around the model? Our development work puts GPT Live 1 inside a language learning experience with a purpose beyond open-ended chat. The model handles the spoken exchange. Glotty supplies the course context, learner goals, practice history, and systems for retaining useful learning evidence. A learner preparing for life in Lisbon needs European Portuguese. Someone hoping to speak with their partner's relatives needs conversations that fit family life. Someone using a language at work needs opportunities to explain, clarify, and respond in that setting. Those goals should shape the examples, the support language, and the next challenge. This is why our guides distinguish European Portuguese, family conversation, and language for work. The reason to learn should remain visible in the practice. I want a learner to spend more attention finding their own words and less attention managing the technology. That is the experience we're working toward. Is it really one-third the cost of a human tutor? It can be about a third of a specific premium tutor's hourly rate, under explicit assumptions. Glotty's U.S. Essential Plan is $19.99 for 40 monthly minutes. Steady is $49.99 for 100. Using every included minute makes either approximately $30 per hour. New York French tutor Petra Zenke lists online lessons at $100 per hour. In that comparison, Glotty is about 30% of the hourly cost. That is a named example, not the average price of human tutoring, or proof of equivalent instruction. Other tutors charge less. Unused monthly minutes increase Glotty's effective hourly cost, and local prices vary. Prices checked September 11, 2026. For developers researching the model itself, OpenAI lists GPT Live-1's voice layer at 5 cents per minute, billed per second, with backend model and tool charges separate. That infrastructure price is distinct from the price of a learning product. Can GPT Live-1 replace a human language tutor? Natural conversation is a major advance. Human tutor equivalence is a separate claim that needs direct evidence. A skilled teacher brings judgment, rapport, cultural knowledge, and an understanding of the learner that cannot be established by a smooth voice alone. Glotty is an AI tutor, and AI can make mistakes. We have not demonstrated that learners cannot distinguish it from a person, or that learning outcomes match human tutoring. I believe the important opportunity is wider access to useful practice, a conversation when you have time, relevant to your life, with another chance to try the sentence. GPT Live-1 makes that opportunity especially compelling. Building an effective tutor around it is our work. Put the research into a speaking routine. Choose one situation you want to handle. Practice saying something of your own, ask for a useful correction, and return to the same language later in a slightly different exchange. Combine conversation with the instruction, reading, listening, and review that your needs require. Explore Glotty on the App Store, or choose a starting point from our language guides. The app's current features and subscription options are shown in its listing and in the app. Glotty is an independent app and is not endorsed by OpenAI. OpenAI's name and marks belong to OpenAI. The tutor's voice is AI-generated.